Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys?
Stevie Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Barbara Rembisa is here. Barbara, tell us about ITAM.
Oh, we were founded in 2002. We're in 126 countries, and we bridge the gap between technology and management.
And the website?
If you don't manage your assets, you're not. It is IAITAM.org.
ITAM. Folks, it's a great, I encourage you to go check it out. You know, Barbara, you're talking to small business owners who, when somebody says, can I speak to your technology person, your IT person, they say, you're speaking to him or her. So I'm sure you've got plenty of resources there for those kind of folks too, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, because that's, yeah, you have to understand your technology to be able to understand your business.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the small business people that understand their technology, they actually have an advantage because they have such insight into what that technology means to their business.
Right. Absolutely. One of the things that I know you focus a lot on, we're talking about asset allocation, folks, and the point we were making was allocate your assets to make sure your operation can keep going in the post-COVID world, which is going to be different, and to meet your customer expectations in the post-COVID world, post-pandemic world, I should say, which are going to be different than they were 6 months ago, and you focus on how the end user, how the person using it is what do they need, what's their responsibilities. What's the capability of the technology, and how much can you afford, and what's the return on investment? All those things are key elements of how you allocate your tech assets, I should say. So tell us how we should think about all that, especially heavily and focused on what customers expect from us.
Well, when we move to the work at home, I started to say in the other segment that customers have been very, very patient with the work at home and getting technology working. A lot of companies have had a lot of issues with that, either getting servers up, getting the connectivity. Those patients are going to run out eventually, and you got to go back to just understanding your customers need that service.
So you're saying that while we're all in this emergency crunch time, people are giving you a little bit of a slack, but when we get back to where the economy's kind of operating in some kind of what I call the new regular way, they're not going to cut you any slack after that, right? It's not, and that's not going to be very long in the future, is it?
It's not. And that's really not a negative. You want your technology working optimal, not only for your customer base, but also for your data security.
Yeah.
You know, they want to make sure you're running correctly for their security.
Especially if you're working with bigger companies. You're
going
to have to step up your security in all levels, in all directions, omnidirectional, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the efficiency, you know, are you running efficient with your work at home program?
Mm-hmm.
And coming back to the office? You know, one quick point that I absolutely want to make is when you start coming back to the office, really look at your subscription and your cloud-based models that you're being charged for. Because if you've spun up a lot of services for your
mm-hmm.
work at home and you don't get rid of those when you come back, you are going to be spending tens of thousands, if not millions of dollars, in extra services that you're not using. So companies need to be very careful with that coming back to work.
How much do you think people will repatriate back to the office going forward? How much do you think, with almost 100, let's say 90% of people in non-services jobs like restaurants and things like that, how many of the people who you, what percentage do you think will wind up staying home?
About a month ago, I would have said we would. I would have expected a lot more to stay at home. Mm-hmm. Now I think a lot more are going to come back to work.
Interesting.
But there will definitely be a
year from now. There will definitely be more people doing remote work than there were a year ago, right?
I could see that, but I could see more of a flex type schedule mm-hmm. starting to happen. With companies.
There was already flex, but you're saying there'd be more of that.
Absolutely.
I agree with that.
But I think people miss the interaction with people as well, and I'm really starting to see that, where mm-hmm. they're missing the interaction.
However, there's another motivation there by their company, and that's the allocation of office resources, too. I mean, I've had CEOs to say, tell me again why I'm paying $5 million in rent. So mm-hmm. there is that motivation.
But again,
too.
they got to balance that against services
and functionality.
And you've got your software, your hardware, mm-hmm. Your support,
and
those
security.
Not in a
cybersecurity is another issue, and that's something we you and I need to talk about in our next visit. I need your website again, mm-hmm. Barbara.
It is iaitam.org.
All right, so check that out, folks. Barbara Rembisa, Barbara Rembisa. Barbara, we come back soon. Good job today.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you next time. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.